coffee.
Already?
Yeah. I can't,
no. You started.
Yeah, I need coffee.
Okay. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's coffee station.
Nectar of the gods. Hell yeah.
How you doing, Sluggo? Good?
Oh, I'm great.
How had a great weekend?
Oh, yeah, nice and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know. How about you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
You had a nice quiet weekend.
I'm not diving into the coffee right now. So at least I got that going for me.
This is only my...
Which
have
is
a
nice.
Big barrel of coffee here, a big thing of it, or whatever you call it. But this is only probably my eighth cup today so far.
You're exaggerating.
Black coffee? No, I start with at least three and then probably have about four the rest of the day.
That's not an exaggeration?
No. I love me my coffee. Man,
wow.
As soon as I get up, I either make a pot or I turn on the Keurig and I have like three... Full size. They're like, you can do these one up things on Keurig, you know,
right.
Fill it way the hell up. Make right. A big mug. I have usually those are, this is my first
have
thing.
You tried to drink less and you have
I
headaches
can't
and
even,
crap?
Yes. I can't even imagine what it would be like now without my coffee. I really don't know. I don't think I could exist.
I don't know that it's healthy for you.
Oh, sure.
Okay,
doctors are
is?
Always like, yeah,
okay.
You should be drinking more coffee.
I didn't realize that.
They
kind
all
thought
say
it was
that.
Different.
I'm like, I drink a lot of coffee. You should have more. They always tell me.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, and then they do that thing with your knee where they make you...
Sure.
Yeah, whatever that is.
They hit it with that little triangle
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, a little hammer.
Yep.
Bastards.
Let's talk about today's show, shall
Alrighty.
We? Give me five.
Yeah, it's about songs, you know, games. We were doing this. I almost wanted to do this when we were doing the name game, and it was Skee-Ball was the winner game. But then I thought, well, that'll throw people off, like, you know, Pinball Wizard and that sort of stuff. And I didn't want to do it. So that's what we're doing today.
Doing games.
Yeah, if there's something to do with games in the song, then we'll play it.
Let's talk about music festival disasters in the 4 o'clock hour.
Why? What happened out there? Did you do something naughty?
Nope, just not me specifically.
Right, okay.
But we'll see
yeah.
What happened.
All right.
It's spider season, and that's BS.
Oh, that's one of your favorites.
And people
no,
are dumb
you.
Are
yeah.
Coming up as well.
Wait, I see a very interesting entry here on the little thing.
Oh,
today.
The vagina accident?
Vagina accident.
That's a great band name, by the
way. I would totally go see them.
You can use it.
Meeting the Master, Greta Van Fleet is who that is. Those guys just wrapped up a tour of these United States in support of their new album, Starcatcher. Now they're heading over to Europe, and they're going to be in places like Hamburg and Amsterdam and Paris. I would like to go to those places.
Sure.
I mean, you
follow
know,
the band around?
Yeah, you know, going to Encino is fun and all, but...
That'd be great.
That is Greta Van Fleet on KLOS.
It's spider season is what they're telling me, and that's not ideal.
No, we don't want that.
I don't love it.
You're not a big fan of that.
Well, I used to make fun of people that are afraid of spiders, and then I got bit by a brown recluse, and it was 6 months of changing the bandage every day, every single day, for 6 months.
And ladies and gentlemen, you had to have a skin graft, right?
Then, after that,
right.
I ended up having to have a skin graft where they took skin off my head. And put it up on the back of my neck.
So if you walk up behind Kevin to rob him or choke him or whatever, you will see that he's got this big mark on the back of his
yeah,
neck.
Yeah, it's not going to go away.
No, because, I mean, so now spiders not so funny anymore.
I don't find it funny. I don't make fun of people who don't get along with them.
Right.
I kill them.
Yeah, kill them.
And I know a lot of people go, oh, but they're taking care
kill them all.
Of, they're taking care of insects. And I don't care.
If I can
care.
Get a spider out of doors, I will, but I don't work very hard at it. And they're like, don't get out of my house. How dare you be
yeah,
here,
yeah, I used
sir.
To be that way.
Yeah. You did? You would throw them outside? You'd just squish them. You
no,
always squish
I would
them.
Just,
you didn't care. You weren't scared of them, though. You weren't afraid
that
to be bitten by them.
Now I'm scared. Now I know if I put them out, they might just come back in.
Ah, kidding.
So this is the report that I have not edited at all.
Okay. About spider season?
About spider season.
Which we are just now entering?
Correct, yes.
Fun.
We're ready for spooky season, and nature is too. What once were itsy-bitsy spiders in the spring are now large, spinning, large, intricate webs, both outdoors and inside of your home. Nature's exterminators might creep you out, but they're probably a lot less scary than you think.
Raise your hand if you're full of crap.
Seven is on your side with what to know about spider season. Here's John Gregory.
You've probably noticed some big ones crawling around the nooks and crannies of your home, or even in less desirable places, like your car or the walkway to your front door.
You can go yourself.
They're not necessarily larger. They're just a little more conspicuous.
You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
Spider season in Southern California picks up later in the fall when the rain starts.
The ones that are really prominent, particularly this time of the year, are trapdoor spiders and tarantulas. So the larger sort of, you know, what people consider to be the big hairy spiders.
F*** you, I'm out.
Beyond a quick scare, they're unlikely to cause you any real harm.
F*** you.
Nearly every spider does have venom. Very few of them are harmful to humans.
Even black widows, common in California, seldom bite.
Now, I may be an idiot, but there is one thing I am not, sir, and that, sir, is an idiot.
Although you'll still want to avoid them.
If you see, really strong, almost fishing line-like spider silk, and you're reaching in behind something to just be careful, maybe look a little more closely, make sure that there's not a black widow there.
If you spot a spider making its home inside your home, try to live and let live so they can keep taking care of your pests.
Oh, f*** you.
Now you're saying that was unedited, huh?
I didn't touch it.
That's a weird report for
it
them.
It is strange. It's a Channel 7. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Baba Booey.
We have Gimme 5 coming up at 5 o'clock. The theme is games.
Yeah, so if you need any song that has games like as the subject or in there somewhere, give us a call and let us know.
First, people are dumb.
People are dumb.
Yeah.
When you're a dumb dumb.
So dumb.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Suspect rip-off vintage store but overlooked glaring issue with what they took. This story was texted me from our friend Scott.
Oh, nice.
Who sends all good stuff.
Yes, he does.
Thieves in Nebraska managed to swipe thousands of dollars in merchandise from a vintage clothing store this summer. But police recently revealed that that they made off with a bunch of shoes only for the left feet.
So are they really then worth anything? Because you can't sell them.
You can't
do anything with them.
Apparently they just put up all the left feet for display.
Right.
And they had the right feet in another building.
I think that's what they do. I think they do that on purpose sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. Some places like that.
Vintage. So they stole a ton of shoes and they're worth nothing.
Unless, some amputees or some people that are willing to hump around a lot. Looking,
they're going to really try and make a splash in the amputee market.
Most likely. Well, good luck with that, guys.
Dumbasses.
David Bowie's song Starman featured in its entirety in The Martian. I love that movie. That is such a great movie.
I don't remember a lot about that movie.
No, my God. It's so perfect. He gets left behind.
Was that Matt Damon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gets left behind. The book is even better. It's really goes in depth. But what I would do. I would live there on Mars.
I'd
be good with that. I would listen to Starman by David Bowie over and over again.
You would love that.
Yeah.
It'll make you happy.
Yeah.
Hundreds of vagina plaster casts fall from truck. Hundreds of white vagina casts. Believed to be on their way to a gallery, an art gallery.
I was going
to
say, what are they going to do with them?
Okay. I don't know what they were going to do with them, so I looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
My history is going to be hilarious once the police
Your
finally
search
come
history,
in.
Yeah.
Let me see. What is it? How would you use a plaster cast of vagina?
That was your question to Jeeves.
My question. Ask Jeeves. This dude apparently got in an accident, and there was a passerby that showed video.
Uh-huh.
And he was trying desperately just to scoop everything back up and put it in the truck.
Before anybody saw what they were?
I guess.
Basically.
I don't know, because the guy that was videoing him went around the back, and it showed the guy, the truck owner, in the back amongst all of the...
Vaginas.
Yeah, the vaginas. And he was trying desperately to push them forward, and some of them were falling out. It was a disaster.
You just can't control them that easy, no matter what.
Right.
It's just not an easy control thing.
Local media reports that the casts were reloaded, and the drivers sorted out the blame for the crash and didn't call police and left.
Oh, really?
There's something shaky going on.
There is. If you had damage to your car, you'd have to get a hold of the insurance company and say it was hundreds of falling vaginas. And imagine that conversation.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't work. So I would think the other car, if it was damaged at all, would have to call the police.
Right. Yeah.
Because you're right. Who would ever suspect that?
I guess it's good that it was that instead of, the male version, because that could really do some damage.
They added, this is quite unusual. If there's a minor accident and no one is injured, then there's no need to call the traffic police. After exchanging details, they apparently left to continue their journey.
Oh, I thought they were saying it's extremely unusual that hundreds of vaginas blocked the road for a little while.
Nope. And so then I started looking, and there is... In the United States, a touring Great Wall of Vaginas.
Great Wall of Vaginas. So, when's it coming to L.A.?
That's the 10 of the first responses that I got in my Google search.
Well, we got to give away tickets to that when it comes to L.A.
The Great Wall of Vaginas.
That one looks like it was run over by a car. So Guns N' Roses have decided to do a show at the Hollywood Bowl.
All right.
That's going to be loud. November 1st and 2nd, it's happening at the Hollywood Bowl. If you would like to go to that, go to GunsNRoses.com to access a presale. And then be listening sometime between 5 and 6. We're going to ask you a little question about GNR, and we will get you into the show if you're caller 25 and can answer our question.
In the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah, sometime between 5 and 6.
Don't call right now. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
Sluggo, you were saying that my former partner Bean was doing something odd to you.
Yeah, I saw him post that he was very excited about jury duty, and I have gone out through the years out of my way to avoid jury duty.
As has everyone.
You watch 30 Rock, right? You remember Liz actually would dress up as Leia and pretend she was a hologram
right.
And tell the judge, you know, I can't, I'm not really real. And to get out of anything, to get out of jury duty.
So we have Bean on the phone now.
Bean!
To explain to us his love of the jury duty.
Howdy, sir.
Well, first of all, if you're talking about 30 Rock, I would love to be a rural juror.
The rural juror.
No, it's my life's dream is to be on a jury. Look, I'm a very old person, as you know. I've been called exactly twice in my life.
You're kidding.
Two times. The first time is, and it used to frustrate the heck out of me because I'm doing all the right things to get on their radar, right? Owning a house, having a driver's license, voting, all the things that you think are going to get you on the list to make your potential juror.
Rarely getting arrested.
Rarely. I get called in Seattle, and at least that time, they did bring me into another room for further inquiry, but they never actually spoke with me. They just waved their hand, and a bunch of us were asked to leave. But at least we got out of the waiting room. The most recent time I was on jury duty was here in New Orleans, and it was recently. I didn't even get into that second stage. They just asked me along with a bunch of other people just to leave. They said they didn't need us. So listen to this. In Louisiana, what I understand is you wait 5 years.
Wow.
To contact you again.
Holy cow. That doesn't make any sense. It's like every 5 minutes here.
That
I'm
would
always
be so
getting
great.
Summons. Yeah. And there's so many more people here. That's crazy.
So you're talking about how to get out of a jury.
Yes, sir.
How do you get out of jury duty?
My whole thing, and I've never had the opportunity to put this into practice because they've never even asked me any questions. They've eliminated me before we get to the stages. I have a superpower. Kevin, you know this.
I do.
I can tell if people are guilty just by looking at them. It would save the state so much time and money because I've got that guilty radar, right?
Have you told the lawyers this? I'm sure that would go over very well.
They wouldn't
have something to do with...
They wouldn't need proof or anything.
Exactly. What a time saver I am. Look, you're tight right now. I'm doing my part. I'm so furious because I'd be such an outstanding juror just for that reason, and they're not giving me the opportunity.
Just for that reason.
Bean used to get mad at me because I would come in and I would say I threw it away.
Sure.
You go, what?
Tore it up. Yeah.
Well, look, I know we're all yucking it up. We're having some radio fun here. But the truth of the matter is, you really do want, I think, competent, interested, intelligent people.
That's why I don't want to do it.
Right, but the more smart people figure out a way to get out of it, the lower the quality of the jury and the less likely it is to be a fair trial. So I really do actually kind of take it seriously. I joke. But I will tell you, there was a huge sigh of relief, a little applause, in fact, when all of us were asked to leave and
sure.
was on a jury. People were so excited to get out of there.
Of course.
I glared at a few on my way out.
I mean, I know this is a very unusual situation for you to be in, but you are a unique person in wanting to do jury duty.
Well, maybe I am. But I'm also fascinated. And look, we've all followed the news for so many years. And how often have you looked at a news story and said, how on earth did they not convict that person? Or how on earth did they convict that person?
Boy, that's true.
We all think that we would do a better job than the 12 citizens
right.
like us who are on that jury. So in a way, you kind of would rather be on the inside than on the outside, because at least then you know what's going on.
Well, damn it, stop making sense, because we want to talk to people about how they get out of jury duty.
I mean, it sounds good, what you're saying, but
right.
the actual
right.
job of being in a jury and watching a trial has to be so dull.
Like when I went down to court, the couple days I had to report in to sit there, it was so annoying. I mean, it's downtown L.A., there's nowhere to eat, there's a bunch of psychos everywhere.
You know what I think would help a lot, Kevin? I bet I know this about you. If you knew in advance what kind of trial you were going to be on, like the part of the fear of people going down to the courthouse is, oh my God, what if I get on a really boring financial case that's going to last 6 weeks? My life is over, right? I've got to really press pause and everything. But if you walk down there and you got to choose, say, or they told you ahead of time, the jury we're seating today is for a 3-day trial involving a stripper suing because of her breast implants.
Where do we sign up?
Yeah, I think I can carve out the time, right?
Wait, is she suing me in that case? Or?
No, she's not suing you.
Okay.
Although you may be recused from that jury if she recognizes you. Don't worry about that.
So definitely a done deal. He's not doing that.
All right, so we're going to take calls from people on how you got out of jury duty. Right? 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah, ways you have found have been effective in keeping you out of that room to, as Bean points out, would actually probably help, probably be a good idea. If you're smart enough to get out of it, you'd probably do the world some good, but you found a way to get out of it.
Thank you, Bean.
Hey.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, come play with us full time. We want you back here. Get out of New Orleans. What are you doing out there? Come to Los Angeles.
KLOS.
Killer new stuff from Mammoth WVH. That is I'm All Right on KLOS. You know Loudwire, right?
Yeah.
They recently asked online, what band has the best band logo? And Mammoth spoke up, retweeted, our logo is tight.
Really?
That is really good, too. Their new artwork on Mammoth 2 is amazing. Really, really cool stuff. I'm All Right. That is Mammoth on KLOS.
We are talking about how you get out of jury duty. You have a system?
Well, I had this plan that... I would tell them on the phone first that I had Tourette's.
Right.
And I would just talk, and what the hell, you son of... Well, I had to bring a doctor's note.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, the problem is they really are tired of that, and they know all of those tricks.
Yeah, they do.
I know. It's hard to get past them now.
Yeah, so I just had to go down there and just kind of...
Just suck it up.
Act like it was normal.
Yeah, but I bet you nevertheless, because you were so mad, worked like shouting out little obscenities occasionally, because I would be.
Oh, yeah. Everybody, do that now. God, I don't know what the hell.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Sean. I got out of jury duty by reading the Satanic Bible in the jury room.
So you went to the jury room. For those of you that haven't been in juries, there is a jury room made up of like 100 people or however many.
Yep.
And then they pick certain people to go and try out for a trial.
Yeah.
I guess is how you say
for the lawyers to say, no, this guy clearly knows, like Bean, who's guilty right out the gate without even listening to anything.
Right. So you brought the satanic verses to that room?
The Satanic Bible, yeah. The Anton LaVey. I painted my nails black, and I sat right by the front door so everyone could see me just reading it through. And then when they would bring us into the jury, out of the jury room and into the courtroom to try to start voir dire, I made sure both of the lawyers saw me do it, and both of them wanted to have nothing to do with me.
Well, by the way, did you actually have to buy it, or did you already have it on hand?
Oh, I absolutely had it on hand.
Well, that, I think, helps. I think they might be able to tell if you'd just gone out and bought it.
They could sense a genuineness about you.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Thank you for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Jury duty and how you got out of it. Right now, we're talking about people and how they got out of jury duty. You have that?
Yes. So, me love you guys, long time. I have a trick for... This is when you didn't get out of it, but you showed up day one, how to go home within 30 minutes.
Nice!
You don't have to stay the entire week.
Play it on us.
Select, reselect.
That's nice. Even better. Go ahead.
Okay, you have to show up looking like a hygienic biohazard.
Okay.
Don't wash your hair for like a week. Come in a hoodie.
Right.
Slump down in your chair. Try to get away with some of the rules, like be on your phone where they tell you, like, ma'am, please get off your phone. That's not a lot. I'd be like, oh, this is the key. You got to be the love child of Spicoli and Forrest Gump to every answer.
Yeah, so like,
yo,
we should have some pizza, man.
Yeah, exactly. Works every time for me.
I feel beautiful. Like you could pull that off.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a pro.
And we love you for that.
We love you guys.
Thank you, man.
Thank you so much for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Hi. I'm calling about jury duty.
Yes, please.
So I actually have two situations for you. I went in and it was a case against people who went to the bar and then the police officers in the city.
Right.
And my grandfather used to work as a police officer in that city. And so I told them that I may or may not know some of the police officers.
Ah.
And so they went through and actually named every police officer that would be on the case. And I was like, I really don't. I'm not good with names, so I'm not sure.
Very smart. And
they let me go. Just
how about that?
The filthy liar. Filthy. Filthy.
Right.
What was the other one then?
Also, yeah. They have signs up, at least out in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
They have signs up in the jury duty area about if you respond to like a higher power and that they don't discriminate on religion. However, if you go in and let them know, just kind of talk, a lot of talk about how religious you are and that you respond to a higher power,
mm-hmm.
they will not have you come in.
Huh. That's interesting.
It's like you don't respond to like our government, you respond to higher power.
Right. You're listening to what you believe is, yeah.
I can see that.
Said to you or told to you from above. Ah, very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Well done.
A lot of people get out that way.
I'm sure.
Well, Bean is shocked at your behavior, young lady.
Thank you for calling.
But thanks for calling. Yeah. 818-955-KLOS.
You got out of jury duty. How?
Jury duty is a dirty job, but only Bean wants to do it. Bean was so excited.
Yeah, he really wanted to. We talked to him about a half hour ago. He's very upset that he hasn't been able to be on a jury yet.
He wants to be picked. I think he may be the only human out there that is excited about jury duty.
So we're talking to people who have gotten out of it. What was your plan? How'd you do it?
So it wasn't me, but my younger brother, Andy, and he tells this story often, and it's hilarious, but he got called for jury duty twice.
Mm-hmm.
And every time he went in, they would ask him, so they'd tell him what the case is going to be or whatever. I mean, it's a small town in Washington State. But anyway, he goes, what do you think? Do you hold prejudice against this guy or not? And my brother said, I think he's guilty as F.
Yeah, I think that does generally get her done, that specific thing right there.
I think he's guilty as F.
Yeah.
And he said, no, you're dismissed.
Hmm.
He goes, it works every time, bro.
And that way you've actually fulfilled your obligation.
That's true. You
show
don't have
up
to go back
and,
in.
Yeah.
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 Right on. I think they just don't pick me because of the way I look. But thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Hey.
Yes.
So on my jury duty form, I send it in the mail and I write all over it, I'm friends with Dean.
That'll do her.
But
that's all you need.
In all honesty, I've always postponed it to weeks that are really close to or during holidays.
Yeah, I've heard that works. Yeah, I've heard that the holidays, you're likely to get dismissed because they just close up everything. That's a good one. That way you're still kind of not skirting the laws.
You're sort of complying?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
I'm compliant,
but yes, I've avoided like I've wanted to the whole time.
The bottom line to all of this is Bean is very disappointed in all of you.
Give me five.
In a row.
Songs, I think. They're songs.
So it's all about songs that have to do with games. And a lot of people have suggested this one, Pac-Man Fever, Buckner and Garcia, which was great for the jukebox.
I mean, we could listen to this for about 14 seconds.
I think that might be even too long.
I can fill the portals and I'm headed to the arcade.
Was Kirk that suggested this one?
Yes.
Son of a bitch. I can't even believe it's actually in here. That's just weird.
I'm sure we put it in.
I just can't do it, though. So if you can think of a song that has game in it or talks about games or whatever, 818-955-KLOS.
Or if you're on Twitter, at Kevin and Sluggo.
It's all give me five songs.
It's the all give me five.
Yeah, and songs about games. What do you got? Hello.
Hey, since we're right in the middle of the baseball playoffs, how about Center Field, John Fogerty?
Oh, good one.
There you go.
Nice. I like it. Who are you?
I am Rick from Signal Hill.
Awesome, dude. We will do that.
Dodger fan, I assume? Oh, yeah. Playoffs, yes. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was played far, far, far left field. You'd go down and sit down in the field and not do anything. You know, out by the oleanders.
Of course.
Do a little smoking.
We got a tweet from U2T. Wants to hear Games Without Frontiers by Peter Gabriel.
Oh, hell yeah. Happy to do it. Good one.
Hey, it's Chris. I had a suggestion for a game song.
Let's hear it.
It's by Motorhead, and it's called The Game. It's Triple H's wrestling entrance theme song. It's a great song.
Yes, it is, and here it is.
A couple people suggested this one. Who, pray tell?
Yes, Mike and Brian both wanted to hear it.
There you go. Songs about games.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Hey.
It's Ben. I just saw their farewell show, and I'm so sad to see them go, but Head Games by Foreigner.
Someone and his wife driving right now, very happy to hear Head Games. We've got a couple requests for that one.
Yes, agreed.
Most welcome. And we have one more, you said?
One more. We got two people requesting it, Madeline and Mario.
Okay, we'll do it right after these exciting commercial messages. I mean, it's in my top 100 favorite Rolling Stone songs. It's so hard to narrow one down, but I was really
top
glad
100.
That. Yeah, somewhere in there. I was so glad that so many people suggested that one for our games songs just now, Tumbling Dice, and I had to cram it in. I had to get it in there.
We'd like to bring to your attention times when you might be scammed, and this is one of them. Tomorrow and Wednesday are Amazon's Prime Big Deal Days.
Okay.
And we have Trixie.
Hey, Trixie.
On the line.
Hello, you scholars.
Hey, you were out at a power trip, right?
I was. It was pretty amazing just being out there with a bunch of middle-aged executives who were growing a ponytail out there for power trip.
Were you able to turn any tricks?
Doobies.
Yeah, right? Okay. There must have been a lot of smoke in the air.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was all over the place.
Nice.
They could have put, like, a smog warning out there. It was, pretty intense.
So did you have to save anybody's computers? Did you have to do any of your regular, real IT work that you generally do?
I went old school and was cutting some lines so I could get into the merchandise a little quicker.
Look at you.
Well done.
I like it. All right, let's talk about Amazon Prime Deals Days. What is it, and how can people take advantage of us?
Yeah, this is the second time that Amazon's doing Prime Deal Days this year. They usually have it in July, but now they're having it in October. And I think that's mainly because they want people to start shopping for Christmas already. So they're putting out these pretty awesome deals that happen once or twice a year. You'll have some soda streams that are out there for $100, a 50-inch TV for $150. I think they were going to put the vagina plaster cast on
there. I want a wall of those, please.
They never made it, oddly.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, but unfortunately, even though Amazon's cashing in, you're also having Walmart and Target cashing in because they're trying to get in on the sale as well, but so are the scammers, unfortunately. And Amazon's been one of the most targeted by scammers. I think one out of every three reports that come in from an online fraud scam has been linked to Amazon or someone trying to portray Amazon. So the scammers are going to be out there. One main thing to keep an eye out on are phishing emails. Those are the art of trying to make an email look legit. So you can just click on it and provide somebody with either your credit card information, personal information, and then with AI and everything, it's getting a little bit hard to detect what's real and what's not.
It does look incredibly real a lot of the time.
Finally learning to spell, to use spell check.
Yeah. So the one thing I always say is when you get this email and you're a little bit suspicious about it, maybe open up the app or log on to the website, compare the order numbers, because they usually throw in a fake number in there. If it's nowhere near yours, I wouldn't even click on anything in there. And if you want to communicate with Amazon, contact them directly through the app, through the website. There should be a phone number listed there. If not, like a help desk person will come on as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's really dangerous because if you're ordering a whole bunch of stuff from Amazon for this and then you get something that says it's from Amazon, you're going to think without thinking, oh, this is probably my order. Just, I'm going to click on
it's
it.
It's what I expect.
Yeah, so, yeah, very, very.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And with everybody having Amazon these days, the likelihood of you throwing out like a phishing email and somebody actually taking the bait is quite high.
Yeah,
right?
I would think, yeah.
You're going to think, I ordered something, it probably didn't go through, or you'll see like a message that says your payment didn't go through, enter your payment information again. So that likely will be seen quite a bit over the next couple days. Another thing that we're starting to see a lot is the phishing sister called Bishing, where a phone call will come in and try to convince you that they're Amazon and to give them your credit card information again because your credit didn't go through the first time for whatever reason. So that's another thing to keep an eye out on. You may see additional like deals that say like pay $25 for a $50 gift card, but you never get the gift card in your
what?
Email. It's just yeah.
I bought so many of those.
I mean, and I think really a lot of it is you just sort of got to remind your like your parents and your uncle that lives, you know, out by himself wherever and is kind of disconnected from the real world to just be careful, just take it slow, right?
Yeah. Take it slow. And one thing that I would also say is even though there's all these scammers out there trying to scam you for your account information, there could be scammers also that are trying to sell stuff through Amazon because Amazon is just a giant distribution place, like a marketplace for people to sell things at. And if you're kind of thinking maybe this feels a little bit too good to be true, always take a look at the reviews. There's going to be, if the thing that I keep an eye out on are the reviews that say five stars, but I was also paid for this promotion or something along those lines.
Oh, wow. Really?
Usually people say that. Yeah. And those products end up being not that great. They just send them out to people, or they just have somebody write reviews for them,
right,
like a bot or something like that. So if you see reviews in that sort of nature, keep an eye out. You know, just be suspicious.
So if you order a lot on Amazon for the next couple of days, be wary.
Yeah, just be extra careful.
Yep. And one thing I also would say, if you're really concerned about your credit card getting hacked, either through somebody sending you a phishing email or just even by a company being hacked, reach out to your card provider, whoever issued the card to you, because they do offer what's called virtual card numbers now, where it's usually a one-time thing. They give you a 16-digit number, 3-digit security code, expiration date. You enter that in, and it's tied to your bank account. However, after you use that virtual card number, it's done. They can never use it again.
Interesting. I love that. That's a great idea. That's phenomenal.
I love using that.
Sure.
Yeah,
that's got to really help them, the banks, I would think, too, to cut down a lot of loss.
Yeah, for sure. Because you use it once, you can never use it again.
Yeah.
If somebody was to get it from Amazon or Target or whatnot,
don't matter.
They try to use it. Yeah, it's not going to work. Nice. They won't be able to tie that back to anything either.
That's pretty great.
A good thing to do.
Very cool.
Thank you, Trixie.
Well, Trixie, you rule.
Updates.
Yeah.
Of course.
Right on.
No problem.
Take care, man.
Take care. There's a killer video for that song from that local band, Dirty Honey, Won't Take Me Alive. They would just love it if you were to give it a view.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for what we learned. It's spider season, which is BS.
Boo!
Boo indeed. And people are dumb. Some guys in Nebraska stole $20,000 worth of clothes and shoes. The only problem with the shoes is they're all the left foot.
You know, can you imagine? I would have loved to have been in the room when they figured that out.
Yep.
When they were like, hold on, every one of these is left.
We're the right shoes. We got to go back. And the name game is back tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m.
It'll be worth $1,200. Good luck to you. Start breaking out your phobia dictionaries and be ready to play. I am off to pet the kitty, the Wunderbar Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
By the way, you know, Guns N' Roses have decided to do a show at the Hollywood Bowl. That's happening in just a few weeks, November 1st and 2nd. And if you go to GunsN'Roses.com, you can access a pre-sale and get some information there about the... actually, it's going on sale this coming Friday at 10 a.m. at GunsN'Roses.com. But we did something about an hour ago, and if you remember what it was, then sometime between now and 6, we'll ask you what it was, and we'll get you into the show. We got tickets all week with Heidi and Frank and Marcy and ourselves here, so keep listening for your chance to win.
I don't know if you've heard this yet, but KLOS is happy to announce Guns N' Roses are invading the Hollywood Bowl in a few weeks.
Yeah, Black Keys going to be playing with them as well.
November 1 and 2, you can join the night train at GunsN'Roses.com to access a pre-sale starting tomorrow, Tuesday, and general tickets for the shows go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at GunsN'Roses.com.
However, we've got some tickets if you were paying attention between 4 and 5. We said something, and if you know what we said and what we're going to ask you, be caller 25 right now, or the first person after caller 25 that can answer our question and be going to see Guns N' Roses at the Hollywood Bowl. KLOS, good luck. All right, KLOS, who's this?
Jill Conover.
Jill, do you care to see Guns N' Roses at the Hollywood Bowl?
I'd love to.
Okay, well, we need to know where you hide the cash in your house and if you have a big dog and when you're least likely to be home. I mean, no, wait, that's not the question. What was the question?
The question was, what song did we play from Guns N' Roses in the 4 o'clock hour?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's it. And if you know, then you can go.
Oh, no.
You weren't listening?
God damn it. In the 4 o'clock hour, I was not.
You know, Heidi and Frank say you got to listen to the whole show. I got to start stealing that.
Damn it.
Sorry.
So disappointed. Let me think. Can I make up a song?
You can guess.
Take a guess. One guess. Well,
To Live or Let Die?
Ah, good one. We almost played the Wings one, but we didn't.
But no.
And no.
Sorry. Thank you.
Oh, off she goes.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hi, who are you?
My name is Spencer. How's it going?
Good, Spencer. Who are we crank calling on the other line?
You guys.
Well, Spencer, what was the Guns N' Roses song we played between 4 and 5?
It was Welcome to the Jungle.
It was indeed.
Yes, it was. Good guess.
Yeah.
Decided to make it kind of easy because it's a Monday. So you win tickets to go see the Guns N' Roses show at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Beatles song Yesterday hit number one on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1965. Ended up staying there for 4 weeks. Reportedly, the only musician to ever play with The Who that wasn't part of the band was John Sebastian on this day in rock in 1971 at a little tiny show at the University of Surrey.
At Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Nirvana's third and final studio album, In Utero, entered the U.S. album charts at number one on this day in rock in 1993.